To the effing editor. The Christmas racket. Here we go again. Annual orgy of consumerism and materialism disguised as a celebration of the birth of that revolutionary liberal hippie, Jesus Christ, is upon us. Remember the man who said to sell your possessions and give alms to the poor? The whole Christian church thing is a scam. Astrologers and astronomers alike believe JC was born in the springtime. Something about the position of that bright star over Bethlehem. Indigenous spirituality, some say pagan religions, throughout what is now called Europe, celebrated the winter solstice, the 3 days when the sun appeared to sit in one position and the time between sunup and sundown was constant. When the church decided these religions had to go, and Christianity was rammed down their throats to get them to submit, if they didn't swallow, they were given hot lead to wash it down with, they decided to change Christ's birthday to the day after the solstice ended, aka the rebirth. The myth that Christ was a white man is another hoax that has given rise to white supremacy and many racist crusades, including one upon the very soil we walk, and one is going on in Iraq as I speak. Mary and Joseph got their newborn son the hell out of Dodge when King Herod was doing his nasty to baby boys. Why would they go to Egypt to fit in and hide amongst the people there? Egyptians are certainly not Caucasians. So every year people celebrate his birthday on false premises. They go to the malls, shop till they drop, then go home and stuff themselves full of turkey and gravy. If you don't participate in the fanatical feeding frenzy, you are made to feel like a cheapo, a weirdo, or you get the label humbug. The corporations, tree farmers, and retail outlets that make an absolute killing this time of year should be ashamed of themselves as they laugh their way to the bank. Jesus Christ is probably the most exploited person that has ever lived.